It's a conspiracy theory that I'm actually interested in.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Vanessa Iconic, your host of Iconic Conspiracies, the podcast for any and all celebrity conspiracy theories. And today I am joined with a very special guest.
Hi, guys. My name is Eris. I'm Twitter user Eris2, and you can't see it because it's a podcast, but yeah. I put on a very special eye makeup look today, inspired by Avril Lavigne, or should we say inspired by Melissa Vandella.
Ooh. So if you haven't already got that little clue, today we are going to be talking about the conspiracy theory that Avril Lavigne was replaced by actress Melissa Vandella. Why? Well, we're going to get into that. For those of you who don't know Avril Lavigne, she was very popular in the early 2000s. Very good for a throwback. I'm so sick for that. So she is a Canadian singer, songwriter, and actress because she was replaced by a clone. I'm kidding. Wait a minute. Before
act.
I say anything.
Melissa can act.
Yeah, no, Melissa can act. So wait a minute, because I keep forgetting to do this. Before I start getting into any of this, I just want to make it clear that whatever we say is simply alleged, if you will. There's no proven truth behind it. We believe what we want to believe because we're so crazy. But
exactly.
Please don't sue us. We don't have any assets to be sued for. So
exactly.
Moving on. The conspiracy itself started in 2005, actually by a Brazilian Avril Lavigne fan site. So Avril Lavigne started off in the early 2000s. 2002, she released her first album, Let Go. And I like this album personally. I don't know about you, but I've given it a listen. And so it's kind of like she had a sort of pop princess, but punk persona. Thought it was really cool, and it most definitely influenced a lot of pop punk because it was this way. While she was really, really, really on a roll with sort of that direction, after she released Let Go, she sort of departed from that more dark, more rock and roll persona and headed to a more pop persona quickly after. Why would she do this? Well, people think that there's not only musical differences between Avril and Melissa, the old Avril and the quote-unquote new Avril, but they also believe that there's actually quite a few physical differences. And while this is a podcast and there's no video format, we're going to try our best to get into that. So her second album, Under My Skin, was sort of a very, very big musical departure. Or what was it?
It was. The album was much more grungier on the lyric side, but then it was a little more poppy than Let Go was.
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of saw the opposite, where she had that pop punk going on, but then like these really kind of bubblegum lyrics.
Yeah.
She kind of switched it around for her next album. And everybody took note of that.
Everyone
we were definitely
was like,
watching her.
What's up with that? What's up with that? So
exactly.
People believe that because of this and several other issues that we will bring into your attention, such as changes in her face, changes in her body type, whatever. And people feel like a lot of it can be attributed to the conspiracy that actually started out on a Brazilian blog in 2005. It actually created the conspiracy, and it originally did this to prove how easily conspiracy theories can convince people that things are true. But after seeing this conspiracy theory, many people were blown away because of the amount of evidence that they managed to compile in order to prove their point.
At some point, it became true.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what the way that they originated this conspiracy, it doesn't matter because they had so much evidence that it really just is true. Okay, well, it allegedly is true.
Girl.
It's just so, there's so much. Like, it's just, I don't see how anybody could dispute this.
No, yeah, no, it's really crazy because if you find that much evidence and you're like, let me just do this and let me prove how easy it is to start a conspiracy theory. To me, that is like me saying, oh, by the way, that Paul Abdul plane crash episode that I did where I alleged a bunch of things. Yeah, no, that's just how easy it is to make a conspiracy theory. Well, I still made all those points that are valid and backed up by facts. So what's up with that?
Yeah, at some point, you really just have to have, like, convinced yourself.
Yeah.
Because you just have all this information that you're sitting on. I'm convinced. And I don't even know everything.
Exactly. Well, I feel like the original blog got taken down somewhere in 2016. Because let me tell you something. I was obsessed with this theory. A few days ago, actually. I just broke a nail. Fuck. This is the worst start to my podcast ever. I literally... Oh. My nail's weak as hell. I was going to paint it tonight after this, but I fucking broke it. Anyways, what were we talking
maybe
about?
Maybe it's good luck.
Let me knock on my phone because it was probably the world telling me to get off my damn phone while I'm recording a podcast. Anyways, but I broke a nail. Avril said, shut the fuck
up. She said, beyond the grave. Why is this bitch talking about?
Period. Continuing on with what we were saying before I broke a nail, RIP to that nail and RIP to Avril Lavigne, allegedly. One of her songs on the album called My Happy Ending actually hints at a potential suicide within the lyrics, and one of the lyrics in that song is, don't leave me hanging in a city so dead, held up so high on such a breakable thread. Another theory actually points out that her shift into darker lyrics doesn't exactly tribute to this theory, but I mean,
it's a little bit of a stretch,
but people were saying that it could also have contributed to talking about her struggle with Lyme disease that she didn't really open up about until 2015. Lyme disease,
like, I'm not buying that.
You're not buying the Lyme disease?
I'm not. Well, I'm buying that it exists, but I'm not buying that that's like the departure in her style. Like,
I
really
agree with it. Because, like, when was she diagnosed with Lyme disease?
It was probably very early, but she didn't talk about it for a very long time. So we actually really don't know. Mm-hmm. But in all honesty, she probably didn't talk about it because she never was diagnosed with Lyme disease. And it was Melissa.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is that she said she didn't take a break since she was 15 in regards to that Lyme disease break. So let's take a look at when she took a break in her discography. If you look at her discography, she does actually have quite a big break in between Under My Skin, which she released in 2004, and 2007, which is when she released The Best Damn Thing with that one smash hit, Girlfriend. You know it? You know it? If you don't, you don't. I don't even know if I would feel bad for you if you didn't. I think I would, because it's actually kind of
if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't.
I feel like it was around this time, because then that was her break of Goodbye Lullaby, which also kind of has the sleigh with What the Hell. Like, why would I lie there? I'm an Avril Lavigne fan and I'm proud. Well, I like her early stuff.
Yeah, barely. I actually do like Head Above Water. I have to be honest about that. I like the album.
Okay.
And I think the title track is a cultural reset. I'm going to have to be honest.
No, but the break in between 2004 and 2007 was, I believe, her second bigger one. That was 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was Avril Lavigne 2013 and then didn't do anything just since 2019. So I think it would be safe to say that I would really say that around this time is when she probably contracted Lyme disease. And then there's that whole side of, I want to say, the internet that kind of believes that people with Lyme disease who are famous are lying.
I'm not gonna deny that.
I mean, she did release that single that was really emotional, but if Melissa, who is the person that they allege to be actually Avril Lavigne and she's an actress, then what's up with that? People said that it actually started out in 2002 because Avril really wasn't a big fan of being famous. She just kind of wanted to do her music and do whatever. So the theory goes that she originally hired Melissa to replace her and go to public events posing as her in about 2002 because she didn't want to have the responsibility of being a celebrity. And then in 2003, between her first and second albums, which was when she was kind of recording her second album, which was released 2004, first album 2002, her grandfather died. She was very, very close to her grandfather, and this theory alleges that, well, let me just say that it does talk about suicide. So if that is something that you are sensitive about, then if you don't feel comfortable with it, then I'd advise clicking off, because this episode from here on out is going to talk a lot about suicide. Going forward, the theory then alleges that after her grandfather passed in 2003, she became very, very depressed and committed suicide. After this, considering she at the time had a 2-record contract worth about $2 million, they allegedly replaced Avril with Melissa in order for them to keep making money. So I think that that is certainly a possibility.
I think it definitely, it makes sense because she was on such an uphill path after that first record, and her record label, of course, wanted to capitalize off of that. And I mean, it's no secret to the public, at least nowadays, that the music industry, they exploit people. And I feel like they definitely could have done that to Melissa.
Yeah, totally. Or well, to Avril.
Well,
and they were like, well, Melissa, how would you like to go from a part-time employee to a full-time employee? And she was probably like, Hell yeah. I mean, the circumstances would have been really upsetting, but I mean, yeah, I guess it would be a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so people would also say that the second album, her title, Under My Skin, would hint at the suicide.
Because it's like she's like hiding something within her.
Huh.
So she's like hiding behind being a different person.
That's really interesting. I never looked at it that way.
From Melissa's perspective rather than Avril's perspective.
Yeah, no, I guess. It could mean a lot of different things. It could definitely mean
it
that.
Could.
Does it mean it? Not necessarily.
But.
And for legal reasons, this is simply alleging. I think my new favorite thing is just saying, for legal reasons, this is an allegation, or I'm going to put as many legal disclaimers.
It's so funny to do it.
Because it's kind of funny, and it's so fun to say. Especially since people keep DMing me and being like, girl, aren't you afraid of getting sued? So yeah, who was scared? I was really scared. Anyways.
I was really scared.
Should I do other updates right now? I feel like we just totally ran off topic.
Really?
There's no other updates. Other than, I said I was going to update people on whether or not I liked Chromatica, because my last episode I talked about the Lena Morgana conspiracy, that Lady Gaga murdered her.
Yeah.
And I was like, Lady Gaga's a thief. And let me tell you, I was not a huge fan of Chromatica.
I think Chromatica kind of expanded on Lady Gaga being a thief.
Now, she said, people are saying that I stole a David Bowie song. What if I steal Madonna's song again?
For like the fourth time.
Because to me, Babylon kind of sounded like Vogue, but the house
That's what I was thinking. Like she was trying to go for like a gay anthem or something.
Well,
and
honestly,
she didn't succeed.
I think the wide, like I'm pretty sure that most people that I talked to said that they liked the house versions better, which was the leak. Personally speaking, I really like that version. You didn't?
Oh, I honestly didn't really. You know, I'm all for like the electronic experimental stuff.
Totally.
But for some reason, I'm just not a huge fan of either. And
that's
it's
okay.
The lyrics for me. It's just, oh my God.
That's fine.
Serve it ancient city style. Give me. Oh,
it's
wait, you can't include that. When we get copyrighted.
So, going back to Melissa, Avril, whatever, whoever.
Mm.
Okay.
So the theory of Avril being replaced by Melissa has resurfaced several times before because there's several departures in the span of her career that she takes from just about every single lane she's ever gone in before. Like specifically when she dropped Hello Kitty, which was a mess.
That was a really big mess. Let's talk about Hello Kitty. It was very poppy. It was very much not an Avril Lavigne song.
No, it wasn't. It was maybe some would say more of a Melissa song.
Now, allegedly.
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 Some would say.
Allegedly. Hello Kitty, it was a hot mess. It was like very, very poppy. There was no aspect of Avril's original albums in that single.
Yeah.
And then there's
like
also,
you literally would not know that was the same.
And then there's also
because it's not the same woman.
It was just not good. It's like, how did we go from somebody singing Losing Grip, which is the first song on Let Go, which is very dark lyrically and musically, to a song about Hello Kitty, a very, very bubblegum pop song about Hello Kitty.
Kawaii.
Now, no, but it's so bad. It's so messy. Like, what is this, honey?
I don't know what she was thinking. And that's even just like looking past like the cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
It just wasn't good regardless.
I don't think she was thinking when she decided, let me do this.
I think Melissa really made a mistake with that one.
She made several mistakes.
It just should have never been released.
No, it shouldn't have. Moving forward.
So these like departures that she was making would actually resurface the theory, which remember y'all originated in 2005.
Yeah.
And it's resurfaced several times.
Yeah, I remember actually a few days ago, I saw like a Snapchat story from 3 years ago, which is do the math, like what, 2017? 2017.
Yeah.
Of like early June, early to mid June. And I saw something and it was like a bunch of me like Snapchatting people about the Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory. So that was definitely, I think, the last major point where everybody was talking about it and everyone was like, bro, like she's RIP Avril. And there was a fucking video of me playing Losing Grip in like the school auditorium. So embarrassing.
Oh my God.
But
that's
no.
Where the real Avril
that's
is.
That's the real Avril. Like if Avril.
Literally.
I totally think. Because listen, what we've talked about is solely the musical proof. We have yet to get into the physical proof.
Like it's a different person, y'all. Like,
no.
When we get there, like everybody's
we're literally
just
going
like
to get there because we've just kind of covered all the sort of bases. Like, I feel like
yeah.
Hello Kitty is the biggest departure, but Under My Skin is definitely a major departure from our first album.
Mm-hmm.
So Let's talk about that. First of all, and let me say, this is probably by far the most like crazy ass claim. This was probably going to like make people who are like very skeptical say this is complete horseshit. This isn't really a claim. But officially, her website said that she was 5'1", but then Google lists her as 5'2", which I mean, I get like, maybe Google was like, let's just round up on this one girl. But pretty much, she could have shrunk, she could have been lying about her height, or she was replaced by Melissa. Now, let me tell you something. Personally speaking, as somebody who's really short, I'm going to give you an answer. I'm 5'3". I'm only really 5'3" on a good day, because usually, if somebody who's actually 5'3" comes near me, I'm shorter than them. I once had a civics teacher, or not civics, it was careers. In Canada, you have to take a careers course in high school. And for some reason, one of the tasks that we had to do was measure ourselves. And so I was like, oh, like I'm 5'3". And he's like, well, just go up against that thing and just see how tall you are anyways. And he's like, actually, you're 5'2". And I'm like, what? No, I'm not. And so after that day, I just sort of kept saying that I was 5'3", despite the fact that I was just proven that I wasn't. My driver's license, not that I drive, says that I'm 5'3".
Not that I drive,
because why would I drive? But no, that is probably the most weak evidence out there with the whole Melissa Avril Lavigne thing, which I get. I mean, short people love to lie about our heights. We just do it because it gives us that rush.
That buzz.
It gives me that buzz that I crave. No,
it
but...
It feels what you want to do.
But that was one of the physical things that was presented as evidence in her appearance changing. But don't worry, we've got a lot more. So if you look up Avril Lavigne 2002 and a more recent photo of Avril Lavigne, first of all, you're going to find a lot of physical changes, especially in her face. So one thing is that her eyebrows.
They're like,
we're just
going to
go from the top down. Did her forehead get bigger?
I think it did.
I think it got smaller. I have a couple of photos up here comparing her face, like the 2002 to the 2003 one. We're in a Google Doc. Shout out to Google Doc. Yeah. This is not paid promotion, but shout out to Google Doc. It definitely looks like it got bigger. Or no, it got smaller. But
that
I mean,
could be her hairline.
That could be her hairline.
But
and the angles are
the
different.
Hairlines recede. They don't go the other way.
I think my hairline actually. Well, honestly, you know what it is? I think a big part of it is for big forehead bitches like myself and Avril Lavigne in 2002, we just need to find our angles. We just need to find which way makes our forehead look a lot smaller. Sometimes that does mean cutting your photo off at your eyebrows, but that is okay. Let's talk about her eyes. While she changed the way she did her makeup, it does look a bit like her eye shape changed, which I get.
Yeah, like that tear gland.
Yes.
Whatever.
Thank you.
It's sharper than it used to be.
Yeah.
It used to be a lot more curved.
It used to be curved
like,
downward.
Like that. Like, she would have to have a lot of y'all, there's a lot. There's a lot.
There's
like, she would
a
have
lot.
To have so
there's
much
very
plastic
subtle
surgery
difference.
For this to be the same woman.
There's a lot of little subtle differences. Especially
if,
in her eyes.
If
her
this
eyes...
is Avril, she needs to tell us who her plastic surgeon is. Because
exactly,
it looks
because...
so good. Mm-hmm. But it's not Avril. So let's not get our hopes up.
Oh, we're sick. We're so sick for this. I think that the eyes are generally sort of a similar shape other than the sort of tear gland, which mm-hmm. in earlier photos sort of turns more downward in comparison to how she looks now. Another thing that I sort of noticed is that her eyes looked like they changed color a bit. Her
it
eyes,
seems like they got a little bit lighter.
Yeah, no, her eyes earlier on in her career were a light blue. But later on, they sort of looked more gray, even more, I would even say greenish.
Yeah,
they
no,
sort
I
of have
that.
A green tint. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we're just looking at a comparison mainly between like 2002, I want to say like 2007.
And we have like several pulled up.
We have a few
that's...
pulled up. I'll definitely
There's
be sharing them on my Twitter.
Yes, definitely.
Iconic, CONSPRCY. Iconic Conspiracies was too long. Or you can just search up Iconic Conspiracies. That's my name. It's my display name on that account.
It'll come up, y'all.
It'll totally come up. You can just look up whatever. I have faith in the viewer base of Iconic Conspiracies. If you want to take a look at the photos, they're certainly up. This isn't something that you've looked into previously. I would totally recommend looking at the photos because the physical appearance is definitely something that changed slightly to the point where you'd have to be looking for the details for them to change.
And luckily we are looking for the
details. We're totally looking at the details. Totally.
The two biggest things are her nose and her mouth.
Absolutely.
Like, it's crazy. Like, that is, like, okay. So later Avril has this tiny nose. Like, it's so slim. It's so small. Mm-hmm. Our 2002 Avril, or the real Avril, I shouldn't have said later Avril. I should have said Melissa. Because that's Melissa. But
allegedly.
Allegedly, that's Melissa. Avril has a much wider nose and it's much bigger, right?
Yes.
It's the first thing you notice when you look at, like, the comparison of their faces. That's, like, the first thing that changes.
Totally. Could it have been a nose job?
Yes, but I feel like there would be some scars, and I'm not seeing any scars.
Well, if she had a good plastic surgeon, she wouldn't have any visible scars. Because nose jobs are sort of, you tuck them under, and you would kind of have scars in your septum area, from what I've seen on Instagram. I've never done a nose job. I'm not a doctor. Dr. Vanessa Iconic has a nice ring to it, but it not in this lifetime.
Then I feel like somebody needs to, like, get, like, a magnifying glass and just ambush her and just check, like, right inside her nostril and see if there's some scars.
After we're done comparing her physical appearance, I want to talk about her very, very strange reaction to being called out on this conspiracy.
Yes.
So another thing that I noticed is that her lips got thinner. You can specifically see this in her upper lip. It looks like it got very, very thin in comparison to 2002 and 2013. And while her lips weren't exactly super full to begin with, shall I say Melissa has a very, very thin upper lip in comparison, and it definitely dips off a lot earlier and it looks a lot harsher compared to Avril's lips in 2002.
Yeah,
and let me tell you something. If you got lip filler, your lips don't get thinner. They get bigger.
Yeah.
And if it was plastic surgery, why would she have not gotten lip filler in order to make herself look more like Avril? That's my thought of the day.
She could have pulled it off because they have a very different lip shape.
They totally do.
Specifically that top lip. She has a, like we were saying, it dips. That's called a Cupid's bow. It comes much sooner. If you think, like, from the center and moving out, she has a much smaller Cupid's bow than Avril does. And I feel like lip filler could have emphasized that a little bit more and maybe convinced us that Melissa isn't Melissa. But we're seeing right through her. We're on to her.
Yes.
We're watching
completely.
Her.
We're totally onto her. I've been onto her since 2017. And let me tell you something. Trust. She will be dealt with.
She will not get away.
She will not get away with this.
Absolutely.
Another thing is her teeth. When she smiles. And I mean, obviously this could have been fixed with braces. But when she smiles, her teeth and her gums look different. How much gum she shows is a lot less in comparison to Avril in 2002. I'm not saying that she had two-story townhouse gums. I'm just saying that she totally, definitely flashed some more in the beginning compared to now. And again, her lips look thinner when she smiles, especially that top lip. And also, her jaw looks a little bit different, I would say.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Her,
I feel like her chin
looks a little bit more pronounced.
Yeah.
Later on, which, I mean, could she have gotten a chin implant? Maybe so, but that just seems. I don't see why she would have done that. Her face also looks a lot more square in 2002. Like, do you see that as well?
Yeah. Are you looking at the 2002-2013 comparison?
I'm looking on Google Images at just a random photo.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm looking at, like, the one in the Google Doc, the 2002 to 2013. I'm definitely seeing that. Mm-hmm. Definitely seeing.
No, there's one in particular in the doc that I'll post where she's smiling in one and she looks like she's got her mouth open in the other, but the face shape is very much different to me.
Yeah.
Her chin looks a lot less pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
Her face looks a lot more square originally because I feel like there's just more of a jaw that curves upward, if that makes sense. There's also that one photo of Avril with Melissa written on her hands, which to me was always super suspicious.
That's like Melissa's trying to break out of this. Like, she doesn't want to be in that contract anymore. That was, like, a hint.
Was that why she was, or, well, I don't like to just straight out say that people are lying about things, which is why I try and do my research as much as I can. But I mean, Avril doesn't document much about her Lyme disease, and that's her choice. I respect that choice. That also means I have less to, like, dig in and see and, like, look and be like, hey, what's up with that?
Yeah. I'm also noticing this 2002, she has this kind of, like, I feel like I don't know how to explain this in words, but, like, it kind of, her nose kind of curves outward. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it kind of, like, tips off. I want to say, like, an exponential function. That's what I'm going to say it's shaped like. In 2002, okay, that's what her nose is shaped like. But then in 2003, it's much flatter.
Yeah, I totally see what you're looking at.
Which is allegedly when she would have been replaced, 2003.
Please. The way it took me such a long time to remember what an exponential function was. Oh, I was like, okay, I vaguely understand this. What now? But the photo with Melissa written on her hand was a little bit suspect to me.
Yeah. I'm definitely always going to, like, keep an eye on her after that one.
No, for sure. People are also saying that the distance between her lips and her chin changed drastically in 2016. Like, the line from her lip to the outermost corner of her lip to her chin, the distance changed.
It got bigger? Is that what they're saying?
It got smaller, which is weird because her lips got smaller. Yeah. So let's have a chat about that. Does Lyme disease change your face? I don't know. I don't think it does.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. That doesn't sound right.
But also, she said that she hadn't taken a break since she was 15, and she recently took one 2013 to 2019, which is when I sort of implied that the Lyme disease happened.
That's when she opened up within that break.
Yeah,
within that break, she opened up about it.
Completely.
So,
which is why I feel like that is when it happened. Because while there was gaps between her career, that was the only one that was super big. And she said that she really hadn't taken a break from her career since she was 15. So definitely a while back. I also feel like I remember seeing something that was a tweet. Because during 2017, when everything was hitting the fan, there was a Mother's Day tweet that Avril tweeted. And people are saying that that wasn't her mom.
Potentially Melissa's mother?
Could it be Melissa's mother? Could it have been a slip-up that people didn't think was going to happen?
Maybe it's not a slip-up. Let's look at it like from that angle. Maybe it's save me. It's her cry for help.
Exactly. But now I can't find it. But I swear to God, back in the day, people were saying, oh, I totally saw this. This is not her mom. I can't find shit on that now. And another thing I can't find is where she is like, I'm not Melissa, in an interview. Because after this all happened, people were in an interview with her and were like, so what do you think of the Melissa conspiracy? And she was very, very fumbly. And she was like, if I was Melissa, no, I wasn't. But if I did, then no, I didn't.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of word for word that.
For some reason, it's been removed from the internet. Like, I can't find it anywhere.
I feel like her record label was covering its track.
Totally.
That was definitely evident against what they're trying to make us believe.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to control the narrative, but here we are standing out against that. Because I won't stand for that.
We will not stand for that.
Mm-mm. Never.
I, like, can't even find the photos now of her mother. But I saw one where it's either her mom looked really clocked, or, like, I don't even know. It's really weird. I remember there being a lot of evidence at the time, but now I can't find a lot. It seems like it's been, like, wiped. And that whole thing about that Brazilian blog finding all that supposed information, which, by the way, we used most of that actually in this to prove that Avril Lavigne is not Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
And then they were like, actually, we just used that to see how we could make a conspiracy theory and how easy it is for rumors to start. Like, girl, this is not a grade 2 game of broken telephone. This is the internet.
I don't want the Mother's Day post.
It's a Twitter post from, like, 2017. She's like, Happy Mother's Day. Even when I look up her mom, I can't find any photos of her prior 2000 and something without her in it. Also, another big difference to me personally is that her hair got lighter. And I mean, I get that her hair got lighter because she bleached it. I'm not stupid. But it looks like from her roots when she lets them grow, it looks like she's a brunette, like an actual brunette. Especially like 2011, like that shit looked dark as hell.
Yeah, and Avril was always like a dirty blonde.
Yeah, and it just doesn't sit right with me that her roots were so dark in like 2011. Unless that was what she was going for. And she dyed it prior, but like...
Yeah, when that was like a look.
Was that ever a look?
I feel like it was to have like your roots showing just a little bit.
I think it is. It became a look, I want to say more so like later on, like 2014.
Maybe.
But I feel like that wasn't the look in 2011 because I had highlights in 2010, 2011. And let me tell you something, they were atrocious. They were yellow blonde highlights. There was four of them. They were huge. They took up half my head. And it was really an abomination. And I don't like to think about it, but when the second my roots came in, I remember everyone was like, girl, you have to get that covered up. That is so, you don't do it like that. And even recently, like, her hair looks very dark under those roots. It's very weird. And also, okay, this is kind of a little bit off topic, but another recent scandal that Avril Lavigne had, which I remember seeing on Twitter, was that during meet and greets, she kept like a huge distance between herself and all the fans that she met with. It was really funny to me because I remember everyone was like, Avril Lavigne, queen of social distancing. And then everyone was like, by the way, that's Melissa. And it was really funny to me. And that's why I was like, hey, let's do it.
Well, maybe she didn't want people to come so close to her because they got close enough, they could see that's not Avril.
Oh, yeah, of course. It is not Avril Lavigne, period. Maybe her skin texture is also different or something. I don't even know. I'm just pulling shit out my ass at this point. Maybe she's a robot. Anyways, I think we've pretty much covered all of the evidence here.
Yep.
Physical, musical, Avril changed. Is it because she committed suicide and was replaced by her record label by an actress who she frequently hired in order to go to public events posing as her? Possibly.
Maybe. Possibly.
Personally speaking, I totally believe it. I think that this is the truth. You cannot convince me that this is not the truth. And I totally believe it. 100%. How about you?
So for me, I feel like it's not so black and white. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm definitely believing that this woman in the spotlight is Melissa. However, I don't necessarily believe that Avril's dead. Maybe she just couldn't take the spotlight completely and was like, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm going to go live a normal life. I think this is a cute alternative. She's like, I'm going to go live a normal life. Melissa can take my place.
And then that's Melissa's a cute alternative. I like that one.
I feel like also, it's a happier ending. Everybody's
it's totally
happy.
A happier ending. I love that one, actually. But I totally believe the original conspiracy.
No, there's a lot of evidence behind it, and it makes a lot of sense. I just like happy endings, of especially because I love Avril.
I get that. I totally do. But I just feel like it's, how do I put this? She probably did kill herself.
Yeah, with everything.
With everything. And like even the lyrics of her album, like her first song, Losing Grip, on her album Let Go, it's really dark, and a lot of her other songs are really dark, and her departing from the spotlight for a little bit and letting somebody take her place who's inauthentic and, let me put it this way, not the songwriter that Avril was.
Oh, you're going in on Melissa.
I am not the musician that Avril once was, not the talent that Avril once was. To me, it's just a complete overhaul, and I wouldn't see why she would do that and let Melissa take over. Like, it just seems so weird to me. Something doesn't sit right with my spirit.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think we've pretty much covered it. Personally speaking, RIP to Avril. For legal reasons, that was a joke.
was an alleged rest in peace.
For legal reasons, that was most definitely a joke. But I totally believe that Avril Lavigne was replaced. 100%. I think that is something that we can both come to a conclusion with and both be
that
happy
that part
with.
We're definitely in agreement with.
Totally. As always, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. My Instagram is Vanessa Iconic, and my Twitter, as I previously stated before, is IconicConsprcy. And my guest...
My name's Eris, and my Twitter is Eris2, HEIRESSTO. That's it. We're not going to get my Instagram. We're not going to do
That's fair. That's totally fair. I understand. Thank you so much for watching, listening, and as always, until next time, bye-bye.